Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, there's been growing acceptance of insurtech firms in Southeast Asia, from strategic partnerships to investing in these firms' tech capabilities. According to a report by IBM last year, 81% of outperforming insurance businesses surveyed have either worked with or invested in insurtechs. So we're pleased to welcome back Axinan to Money FM 89.3 to discuss this trend.
Well, Axinan is a Singapore-based insurtech firm that provides digital insurance solutions for the internet economy. Well, founded in 2016, the firm specializes in leveraging big data and machine learning processes to developing solutions for enterprises. Well, the company is the brainchild of founder and CEO Wei Zhu, who was Grab's first CTO and has held leadership roles in Microsoft and Facebook as well. Well, Wei Zhu, welcome back to the station. Axinan was one of the first movers in Southeast Asia. Where in Southeast Asia have you observed digital insurance being an uptrend, and in what ways?
It's great to be back. I would say throughout Southeast Asia, InsurTech has been gaining a lot of traction and attention in the last few years. I would say especially so in the last 2 years. You can see many players are getting into this space. Many other business platforms are investing into the InsurTech space. So I would say almost throughout this region, we are seeing a very exciting trend of upgoing.
Yeah. Are there adoption rates of digital insurance solutions, say, from market to market? Who's ahead of the curve, so to speak?
Well, I would say there's many areas are growing. Obviously, I think in the space where we're operating for us, the e-commerce ecosystem is where we're mainly operating. And we've seen really exciting growth. We've expanded into multiple markets. We have seen growth of 60 to 100% month over month for us. So definitely, I think it's growing really fast.
Mm. Right, right. Well, how about here in Singapore in particular? I mean, what would you say is the adoption habit of consumers of such solutions?
Interesting. Singapore is not your typical Southeast Asian country. I would say that people are much more diligent. Mm-hmm. They're studying things much more carefully. And also, in terms of direct marketing to consumers for insurance product in Singapore, it's expensive. So I think for us in Singapore, a partnership approach works much better.
So in the last 8 months since you were last here, what are some developments and milestones Axinan has achieved?
Yeah, so since the last time we met.
Report card, we too.
Teacher Howie. So definitely, I mean, we've launched our insurance app called Igloo. So it's been launched in Singapore, Indonesia, Philippines, and Thailand. So all four markets, we've started to offer electronics insurance through our partnerships, through e-commerce. And the growth in there has been tremendous. Mm. We've seen great tractions. As I mentioned, I think overall, we're seeing between 60 to 100% month over month growth.
Wow.
In our numbers.
Wow.
So definitely very exciting. We've expanded our partnership in the e-commerce ecosystem. I would say definitely, if you look at us today, we're definitely the leader in the insurtech space for Southeast Asia, especially for the e-commerce ecosystem. No question, I think we are the leader. For us, we're also really excited about the future forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to get into the telco ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And also the travel ecosystem. Very excited to see what happens in the next 6 to 12 months.
Great. Okay, so you've been here for 8 months now, as you're saying. So what were some of the challenges that you faced before Axinan? I mean, how did you overcome them?
I think there's too many challenges.
Oh, dear.
Definitely. If you think about it, insurance and insurtech is a high barrier market. There are a few issues, right? One is insurance, unfortunately, typically don't sell themselves, right? It's hard to think about a consumer getting up in the morning and says, today I'm going to go buy insurance. You know, let's go browse. So for us, right, getting the right partnerships, what we call B2B2C partnerships, and developing products that actually fits into the particular scenarios of that particular ecosystem is really key. And so we need to really talk with and form partnerships with a variety of e-commerce and telco partnerships. And oftentimes, it takes a long time. And another thing is regulation. We are discovering as we get into the different markets, really the different nuances in insurance regulations of different countries. So I think sometimes things go slower than you expected. It's a variety of challenges. We just have to, I would say, we learn and do better every time. Yeah.
We're speaking with Wei Zhu, CEO and founder of Axin, and you talk a lot about looking at those strategic partnerships as a way to expand regionally. What are the underlying factors that incentivize firms to do so? Say, Singapore-based insurtech firms.
I would say, you know...
You say it's an arduous journey, having to learn the nuances from region to region.
When you say like, what incentivizes the insurtech companies to go...
Obviously, the ultimate goal is to expand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what might spur it along? What are some of the benefits?
I would say Singapore is a relatively small market, if you look at the whole Southeast Asia region, especially for general insurance. So I think for a Singapore-based insurtech companies, expand regionally is a fairly natural choice. Sometimes
it's a must.
It's a must. It's a must. Especially for, you know, if you look at any industry, right? If you look at, even if you look at the auto, which we're not in, by the way. But, you know, Singapore, the auto market is capped, right? So if you want to get into that, you have to grow, right? E-commerce-wise, the e-commerce growth in countries like Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines is, I would say, much more interesting. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a 600 million consumer market in Southeast Asia.
Singapore, so interesting just by pure size?
Definitely pure size. I'm not saying it's going to be an easier journey,
okay,
right? If you look at the different markets, I mean, Singapore is far more regulated, better regulated, more transparent, and things I think can move faster. Mm-hmm. In different other markets, you have to be patient. You have to study the different nuances in different markets. For example, if we just even look at the payment, right? So in the Philippines, payments, mobile payments or internet payments is a bigger, much bigger issue than in Singapore.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what profile of firms you figure will be most suited for expansion strategy?
For insurtech or other companies?
For insurtech and to expand, say, regionally.
Yeah, I think...
Must you be of a certain size?
Yeah. Not necessarily, but I think it's important that you developed a scalable solution that enables you to be able to expand into other markets. If your operation is, you know, for example, very manual and labor heavy, then getting into the different markets is going to be a much bigger challenge. So for us, we're we're what we call the full stack insurance player.
Mm-hmm.
So as such that we build the technology that really enables the insurance a full stack, so all the way from distribution to risk assessment to fraud detections to claims management. If we don't build things that are highly automated and fully digital, then when we go to different market, we'd have to invest much more into the local operations and those type of resources, which is not very horizontally scalable.
Mm. And just based on consumer behavior, I don't want to be going every which way to get every little thing. If it's all available on one platform, whoop-de-doo, right?
That's right.
So you also recently announced a strategic partnership with the Philippines, and you mentioned earlier how their landscape in terms of payment is a little fragmented, but you have signed a partnership with Mercantile Insurance. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so Mercantile Insurance is a relatively, I would say, smaller player in the region, in Philippines, but they are much more, I would say, flexible. They're much more willing to explore new opportunities. And I think that times, if we think about, you know, insurance partners that we work with, a lot of times we like to work with companies that are either have a regional presence, where they can partner with us in multiple countries, or companies that are hungry and nimble, not satisfied with status quo, and really wants to build new products and explore new markets. Mm-hmm. And I think Mercantile is one of those great examples.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know you also entered the Indonesian market as well, partnering with local firms like e-commerce unicorn Bukalapak, insurer Sompo Insurance Indonesia. What are the obstacles that Accident face when partnering with other firms?
We've at this point established really great partnerships. I think that the earlier stage, whenever you do something new, one of the tough problems is the issue of trust, right? Mm. Because if you don't have a track record, it is more difficult for somebody to spend the resource and time with you.
Things like cold call.
Yes, yes. But luckily, I think, in our partnership with Bukalapak, it went actually quite smoothly. Also, our partnership with Sompo is, a great example of how insurtech companies would work with other insurance companies. Because ultimately, I think if we look at the insurance space, it's a big market. There are lots of rooms for different players, and I think it's a great rooms for insurtech and traditional insurance companies to partner and leverage each other's strength.
Has it been, though, challenging to get the traditional insurers on board?
It is definitely, I think, from...
Because it sounds like you partner more with, say, e-commerce firms and people not mm-hmm. of the traditional persuasion.
Yeah. I mean, we talk with many insurance companies. I think a lot of times, most of the insurance companies, traditional ones, they've realized that they're facing this digital transformation, that it's difficult for them to do it alone. Mm. So they have, I think, a lot of incentive to really work in insurtech companies. Mm-hmm. But there is this institutional inertia that, you know, it's like you have, when
Legacy.
You're driving a freight train, and how do you, like, turn? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, even when they want to turn, like, 90 degrees or 60 degrees, it might take them months or a few years.
Yeah.
Right.
But finding the partners who are, you know, like, I think it sometimes takes patience and takes practice and takes perseverance to build that trust and find your rhythm that you can work together better. And I think we're very lucky that we found partners, whether it's Sompo, whether it's FWD and others. So I think it's getting better and better for us.
Which is more important, you think? Which sort of partnerships are more important? Maybe all the small ones get together and become big, or you need to get partnerships with the big guys?
If we can get the big guys, we'll get the big guys first. Right? So I think it's sort of, there's like low-hanging fruits and the heads before we get onto the tail side. Yeah.
Right. Wei Chu, CEO and founder of Accident, thank you for coming back again.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.